Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Well, here I am in Liverpool Metropolitan Cathedral, as in the Roman Catholic one, completed in 1967, colloquially known as Paddy's Wigwam. It does look like a wigwam from the outside. So it's a very modern, daring design. The crypt by Edwin Landseer Lutyens, who designed Delhi, and some of it by a Gilbert Scott. I think it's the grandson of the first Gilbert Scott architect, and the younger brother, one who designed the Anglican Cathedral, which is just down Hope Street. If you look closely, you see Hallam, name of a small town outside, Sheffield, Leeds and Middlesbrough, other Catholic bishoprics. Is it an Archdiocese of Liverpool rather than a diocese? Lancaster, Salford, and so on here. Look, that looks like a cardinal's hat. Why is it in green rather than red? Cardinal hats are red. Look at the tassels. The Y. Now, that was traditionally a symbol of the Archdiocese of Canterbury, obviously 1850, when the Catholic Catholic archbishoprics and bishoprics were re-established in England. They chose for southern England not to have an Archbishop of Canterbury, have an Archbishop of Westminster. Likewise, so there would be no confusion with the Anglican and the Catholic one. And in northern England, have an Archbishop of Middlesbrough, I thought, not York. In Ireland, we've got both, you know, the Catholic Church and the Anglican churches and Church of Ireland both got an Archbishop of Armagh, both got an Archbishop of Dublin. So you have to be clear which one you're talking about. There's the altar, east, I think it's that direction, isn't it? There's the big organ, and another look, a papal tiara, the cross keys, one silver, one gold, of St. Peter. There's some pontifical hall as well. The Supreme Pontiff, John Paul II, he concelebrated Mass here with the pontification of priests. And then we do almost the 360s, a few little anti-chapels. Very modern in design, not that horrific by standards of modern architecture. I'm normally very against 1960s architecture. I think this has somewhat stood the test of time. Look at the stained glass windows, but it doesn't have any design. It's just plain colours. So there we go. I don't know how many worshippers it can seat. So now Liverpool's got more Catholics than it does Protestants or Christians of all other denominations, way more Catholics than Anglicans, partly because of the large Irish community in Liverpool, and obviously in Ireland, like 75% of us are Catholic, and in Southern Ireland, it's higher than that. It was like 97% in the 70s, it might be about 95% now. Well, less really, if you look at those who dropped out of religion altogether, and Protestantism has increased slightly through immigration, and obviously we have a Muslim community in Ireland, which we didn't have a Muslim community of any significance till 30 years ago. Right. So that's it. And there were the two bishops in the 1980s, the Anglican one and the Roman Catholic one, who had a famously cordial relationship, and Hope Street connects the two cathedrals. Was it named Hope Street because of reconciliation? Because there was some sectarianism here, obviously from the Reformation onwards, and into the early 20th century. There you can see the Anglican cathedral dead ahead, which is gigantic but virtually empty. Almost no worshippers. I think you can't see it so well with the naked eye, because of refulgence. Never mind. So that's a little bit like the Metropolitan Cathedral of Christ the King. Tony Blair has heard Mass here, but don't let that put you off. Latin American saints. So Saint Oscar Romero, this Archbishop of San Salvador, assassinated in 1977. If I say, why are people poor? They call me a saint. What if I do something about it? They call me a communist. Look at the Stations of the Cross. So Good Friday, go around there. Reconciliation. St. Paul of the Cross as opposed to any other one. Lord, renew our church. Okay. And it's got all in English. Why not in Latin? Surely God understands Latin, even though he dictated the Bible in classical Hebrew, Aramaic and ancient Greek. There we go. All right, I've only been to that ceremony once when you walk to each Station of the Cross and something is recited about what happened on Via Dolorosa. Look, oh, that was a pietà, but no, it suffered the little children to come unto me. And it's got a prayer in Chinese. Wow.